Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch.
Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
That beat you some football, NFL Lunch style, 10 days away from the draft, which we've talked about a lot and continue to do so. Bob Haney, V. Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. NFL news today. Eagles, Devontae Smith, 3-year extension. Ties the wide receiver through the 2028 season. Let's see. Terms not disclosed, but Adam Schefter, $75 million with 51 of that guaranteed. Also picked up the fifth-year option, which will pay him around $16 million for next season.
You know what's kind of interesting, Bob, is kind of how Philly does their finances. I mean, they paid a quarterback. They just paid their left tackle. They paid their right tackle, Lane Johnson. And they had been paying Kelsey, their center. But now both receivers and their tight end. I mean, they're putting their money into the offense because they had to trade – who was the pass rusher? They had to trade the Jets.
Oh, Hassan Reddick?
Yeah, Reddick, because he was making too much. I don't think they have a – and Cox is gone, so that was a big payday for them. I don't think they have a ton of money on the defensive side. They're paying the offense. They got to have that quarterback play well.
That with this deal today, they have two receivers. A.J. Brown's the other, making on average $25 million a year.
I know. And the tight end gets paid. And the two tackles and the quarterback.
Others making that kind of dough at wide receiver. Tyreek Hill, $30 million. Davante Adams, Raiders, $28 million. And Cooper Kupp of the Rams makes 26.7. By the way, Davante Adams reiterated, I'm here. I'm a Raider. If I wanted to be gone, I'd be gone right now.
Yeah, I'm guessing
he's going to be gone, sir.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I guess it depends on if they can start winning some. I mean, if I'm him, who's the quarterback? Who's throwing me the ball? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I mean, he can put up all these gaudy numbers all he wants.
Yeah.
But you know, he's kind of fallen off the grid. You don't think, you know, if he could revisit things, having Jordan Love throwing him the football?
Yeah,
wouldn't
no
be
doubt.
An enticing. I mean, he's used to playing in the cold at Lambeau. He played there. He became a star there. I would think if he had to do it, he probably wouldn't be making the money he's making. That's why he was gone to him in the first place.
Yeah, well, he was going to get paid, you know, decently with the Packers. I mean, he was pretty damn good. But I was surprised he probably didn't go to the Jets or something, too. But, hey, so be it. He's still a good player, but you don't hear about him like you did when he was at Green Bay with Rodgers.
Right. I mean, you and now Green Bay's a playoff team where the Raiders, if you look at the AFC West right now, it's the Chiefs. Chargers are getting a ton of run because of Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Denver with Peyton. Right now they look like the bottom feeders.
Yeah,
but it's not like the Raiders or the Houston Texans ascending to this we're scared of them status yet.
No, well, because they don't have a quarterback. That's the thing. What put Houston boom over the top, and what made them want to go spend money and spend all that cap? damn, look what we got, a quarterback. We got a window now with low quarterback salary. Let's go pay. You know, that's why they could pay Diggs for a year. You know, because they got a cheap quarterback.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan NFL Lunch here on this Monday. Speaking of quarterbacks, AFC North, let's crystal ball it up if you don't mind.
Uh-huh.
5 weeks into the season, Lamar is going to be Lamar Jackson. And the health, assuming health for all, we don't want to see anybody get hurt. Lamar will be Lamar, which means he'll be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
You know, it's interesting when you say that, Bob, because I was just thinking when we were talking off air, you know, like 2 years ago when Lamar got hurt, for the first 8 games, he was MVP.
He was player of the month for September.
Yeah, and he was in the top 3 in the MVP. So if he's healthy, he's always in the talk for the MVP.
Correct, which means now the schedule comes out in, what, about a month or so? And the Ravens do have some formidable teams based on last year's performance on it. So who knows? I mean, they might be scratching and clawing to win games out of the gate. But point is, he's going to be a premier player at his position. Joe Burrow, assuming health, probably the same.
No doubt. No doubt about it. I mean, every time when he's healthy, Bob, you know, he's going to be going for the MVP too.
Running game in transition with Mixon now gone. T. Higgins said he's going to play in 24, no holding out, but maybe a disgruntled wideout there.
Doesn't pay him to be disgruntled.
No,
because the better he plays, the more he makes. Whether he's playing for the Bengals or 31 other teams, what good does it do him if he goes and catches 35, 40 balls? Doesn't do him any good. And if he goes and catches 100, he's up there making the same as Chase.
And getting back to Joe Burrow real quick, Vinny, assuming health, we're not talking about his wrist.
No.
The last two training camps he's had, the calf and then the knee, or he had his appendix out 1 year. So he's had an issue before they've even gotten to the regular season, which has slowed him down.
I don't think he's made it 1 year through training camp.
But let's just, you know, for you-know-what's a giggle, say he's healthy. Here's where things get interesting. Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Russell Wilson is the assumed starter there, even though Justin Fields was brought in from the Bears. If Russell Wilson's playing well 5 games into the season, that means what?
If he's still the starting quarterback going into week 6, Bob, they're 3-2 or 4-1, and he's playing well. And offensively, they're play action, passing it, you know, down the field and scoring some points. If they have a losing record, Fields is in there.
Yeah. So if he's playing well, then they're contending
good.
And
yes,
they're going to be a pain in the ass like they always are. And then Cleveland.
With Watson?
Yeah.
And I was just looking at Watson's stats from last year. He played in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. Actually played in 5 because the Indy game he was 1 of 5. And in 2 of the games he had good. Tennessee, he had a good game. He had a 123 quarterback rating, threw for 289. And the other game that he had a good game, Arizona, he threw for 209. So, I mean, Bob, his two best games were against two bottom feeders. I mean, they're picking early in the draft. They're picking 4th and 7th in the draft. So they weren't against great teams. And like you said, Bob, in the second half, he played good against the Ravens. But, I mean, still, he threw for only 213. He had 1 touchdown, 1 pick. He was sacked 4 times. And in the Cincinnati game, he had a 67 quarterback. Good team, 67 quarterback rating. And they lost to Pittsburgh. He completed 55%. So it's not like he had 1 game, Bob, where Arizona game he completed 63%. Tennessee, 81%. Otherwise, in the 50s. So, I mean, it's not like he's knocking them dead.
Right. He played well in the second half against Baltimore.
That was it. So
First half, he picked 6, like right out of the gate or something crazy like that.
So, Bob, I mean, if he's completing 50-some percent or whatever, they're going to be struggling out of the gate. I mean, he's got to play good for them. I mean, and he's got to have – if they're going to be – like winning 11, how many 300-yard games did Flacco? He needs some 300-yard games, some 3 touchdown or 4 touchdowns, where Deshaun Watson's the player of the week in the NFL or in AFC and those kind of things. Not just being, you know, for the money that he's making, he needs to make more of an impact.
5-7 the fan. Let's circle back to the draft real quick. If these quarterbacks, to our point, they're lighting up, that means the Ravens could use some help in the secondary. Eric DaCosta, what about the depth of this cornerback class?
I think it's a solid class. Certainly probably not at the level of the receiver and offensive line. Very cyclical. But definitely some players who can come in right away and probably compete to start for us. We would love to add a talented corner at some point in the draft, whether that's first round or second round, third round, whatever that might be, a talented player who can help us. That's a position, as you all know, that, you know, typically you never have enough.
What I kind of gather from what he's saying, Bob, is corner is solid, but not as good as offensive tackles or receivers. Okay, so what does that tell me when I'm picking 30th? That if I don't get my corner at 30, the chances of me, because he said there's some guys that can come in and start, push to start. Can a guy come in and push to start for them in the second round? Probably not. So I could see where at corner, there's not the depth. And if you're sitting there at 30 and you got a corner and a O-lineman there, because, you know, you're sitting there and say, okay, can we get a starting tackle in the second round? We think so. Can we get a starting corner? No. Well, then you take the corner at 30.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, American League East report, busy weekend in Major League Baseball. AL East did well. I mean, the Orioles are the only team that lost their series over the weekend. They did win yesterday, 6-4. We'll get into that. Boston, right now, they're trailing Cleveland 2-0 up at Fenway Park. It is Patriots Day. We'll talk about the Twins, who are in town for a 3-game set. First game tonight, 6:35. Phil Miller, Star Tribune, 1:30-ish here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. AL East. Vinny and Haney.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. AL East report on this Monday. Right now, Guardians at Fenway taking on the Red Sox. Will Brennan pinch hit two-run homer, has Cleveland up 2-0 there through seven heading into the top of the eighth on Patriots Day. But there were some fun stuff going on with the Red Sox yesterday, taking on the Los Angeles Angels. And the guy that's been mashing all season long for Boston was mashing again yesterday afternoon.
High fly ball, and he's back at it again. Way, way gone. Number seven. And the Sox lead it 1-0.
Nesson on the call there. Tyler O'Neill, as you heard, seventh home run of the year, 5-4 final score. Red Sox take 2 out of 3 from the Angels. Toronto taking on the scuffling Rockies there. And a young veteran right-hander had his dominant stuff working against Colorado yesterday.
The 1-2 pitch. Called strike 3. Fastball at the top of the zone. 2 down.
And McMahon was having a really difficult time with that good slurve.
He got slurved right out of there. One of the seven strikeouts for Jose Berríos. That was Blue Jays radio as Toronto wins 5-0. Jose Berríos, by the way, 3-0. Start the season as the Blue Jays take 2 out of 3 from Colorado. It was Cleveland taking on the Yankees last night. How about a little come-from-behind Guardian fun?
A swing and a line drive. Right field. Soto makes the catch. Tagging is Fry. He'll come home. Game winner.
Fry. Fry. Get it? Ferris Bueller? Fry. No, I guess not. That was Guardians Radio. 8-7. Jimenez with a sack fly proved to be the difference maker as Cleveland scores 3 runs in the 10th inning after they had actually, Class A had actually blown the save in the 9th, but they get the win nonetheless. Yankees do, however, take 2 out of 3 in that series. And then Blake Snell returned home where he started his career at Tampa. And how about a rude welcome back, I guess, a little bit there?
Swing and a drive deep down the left field line toward the corner. Fair or foul? It is fair and gone.
Ouch.
Isak Paredes joins the party. That is 4 homers for the Rays.
Isak Paredes, his 5th homer of the season, Rays radio, as they win 9-4 over the Giants. They bomb away at Blake Snell. Tampa took 2 out of 3 from the Giants in that series. As we said, right now, Red Sox trailing Cleveland 2-0 there, top of the 8th at Fenway. Starting that series, the Angels, let's see here, they're at Tampa. That one's coming up at 6:50. Hey, a little interdivision fun as the Yankees go to Toronto, taking on the Blue Jays, 7:07. And then the Twins, of course, taking on the Orioles at 6:35 here at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Standings in the American League East on this April the 15th. Tax Day and Jackie Robinson Day, where everyone's going to be wearing number 42. Yankees 12-4 on the year. 2.5 up on the Orioles, who are at 9-6. You got Tampa now 9-7. They're 3 back, as are the Red Sox. Identical record there. And then Toronto at 8-8. So every team in the American League's Eastern Division sitting here at 500 or above. Other division leaders as we start the 3rd week of the Major League Baseball season. Cleveland, half game up on Kansas City. You got Texas, half game up on the Angels. Whereas we talk about the AL East, where everyone's 500 or above in the AL West, you got one team, 500. Texas, 8-8. Everyone's below 500. Hell, the A's are only a game out of first place as we sit here on April the 15th in the NL East. Braves 2 up on the Phillies. Braves 9-5. Everyone, well, you got Phillies are 500, 8-8. Everyone below 500 right now, even though the Mets have been showing a pulse here as of late. Brewers percentage points ahead of the Pirates in the NL Central. And then you got the Dodgers. They're 11-7, 2 games up on the Diamondbacks. Padres are 9-9 as well. And then you got San Francisco 6-10, and the Rockies sitting here at 4-12 right now. The Colorado Rockies, 2nd worst record in baseball. The worst record in baseball right now. And maybe we'll rub it in Mike Harmon's face on Thursday. White Sox 2-13. They've lost 4 in a row. They're already 8 games. Out of first place. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Getting you ready for Orioles and Twins, game 1, 5:30. We're brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me, longtime voice of the Orioles, Jim Hunter and Joe LaCroix, live from Pickles Pubs. Could be 80 degrees, could be sunny. Come on down, get this series started on a high note with a win. Cole Irvin for the Birds, looking for his first win of the season. We have a Louis Verland, who throws 96, 97 miles an hour. He's 0-2 with a 9 ERA. However, Twins are 6-8. They are 5-4 on the road. Orioles are 9-6, 5-4 here at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. We get your prep ready starting tonight at 5:30. Come on down to the yard and let's enjoy the last homestand before the Orioles hit the road a little bit. They're out in Los Angeles, Anaheim, next week for a real brief 3-game set, but we'll worry about that when we get to it. We'll talk some Twins with Phil Miller from the Star Tribune coming up next, and then a trip to the Funhouse with Nolan McGraw before Inside Access takes over.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Over it, too.
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
1057 The Fan, here on this Monday. Red Sox now down 4-0 to the Guardians. Top of the eighth at Fenway, Patriots Day. Let's just say Boston, and we saw it when the Orioles were at Fenway last week. Red Sox aren't going to remind anyone of the 1970 Orioles defensively anytime soon. It's a bad news bears city up there, but that's their problem. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Orioles problem right now is going to be the Twins, starting at 6:35 tonight down at Oriole Park in Camden Yards. Here to talk about the offseason a little bit for Minnesota, because they won the division by 9 games last year. Off to a slow start. Injuries again appear to be a problem for the Twins. He's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline, covers Minnesota, the Twinkies, for the Star Tribune. Let's welcome in for the first time Phil Miller. Phil, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on 105.7 The Fan.
My pleasure. I'm interested to see how much of a problem the Twins can provide for the Orioles, because that's not what they've been doing lately.
Well, that ball's been flying out of Camden Yards here, Phil, the last couple of days. So if I think if you make good contact, things could get exciting. But before we get to this year's Twins team sitting at 6-8 and the unfortunate injuries that we seem to get from them on a yearly basis, the offseason, 87-75, doing some things in the playoffs, and then defections hit. The rotation, talk about to our listeners out there, the hits they took with free agency and such, and the reinforcements that were brought in and the issues they face right now with the starting pitching.
Well, the big one was Sonny Gray, who finished second in the Cy Young voting last year, despite the Twins somehow having a losing record when he started. It was an odd season for him, but the Twins are one of the teams very much affected by the Diamond Sports Group bankruptcy. They were making $55 million a year from their TV contract, and in the middle of last season, it's Bally Sports North in Minnesota. In the middle of last season, they stopped paying them the money. The Twins went to court and got the money, but the contract expired, and they went into the offseason not knowing if they're going to have any kind of a TV contract. So they let Sonny Gray go. They let a lot of position players that had done good work for them, Michael A. Taylor, Donovan Solano, both of those guys, Michael A. Taylor finished second on the team in home runs last year. Those were valuable guys, and they let him go. They let a lot of middling-priced guys that were helpful go in order to cut the payroll by a little over $30 million, and they're kind of reaping that now. They tried to replace Sonny Gray by trading for Anthony DeSclafani, and he's out for the year now with an arm injury. They've promoted they have Chris Paddock, who has had a couple of good seasons, but is back from his second Tommy John surgery. He's in the rotation now. So it's not the team that won the division last year. It's not the team that led the league in home runs last year. And you're right, injuries have made things much worse.
Well, talk about who's pitching tonight. Louis Verlin throws hard. Record right now, not all ideal with an earned run average at 9. But what does he bring to the equation that could make the old Brandon Hyde crew, you know, a little bit nervous about tonight's ballgame? 85 degrees expected.
Right. Well, he throws hard, and he has a really good split finger pitch, and he's been working on a sweeper. He's Gus Varland's brother, the Dodgers pitcher, and he's kind of been the guy next in line when DeSclafani went down. He got a starting job, but in his heart of heart, Rocco Baldelli will tell you he thinks Louis Varland's future is in the bullpen, that they used him in the playoffs and in September last year out of the bullpen, and his two-pitch mix really played up there. But he'd rather start, and they understand that, and they're giving him a chance. They had a doubleheader because of a rainout last week and brought up Simeon Woods Richardson from the minor leagues, who really impressed them. So I don't think Louis Varland is pitching for his job tonight, but if things go poorly, he might spend another month or two at AAA here before too long.
Phil Miller joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking about the Twins, who are in town for a three-game set starting tonight, 6:35. You mentioned the injuries, and Royce Lewis, it's an interesting one here. He's already had a PRP, which is a tricep, bicep. I mean, we know that. I mean, he's an immensely talented, difference-making level player, but what's the ETA for his return to the lineup right now?
Well, you talked to Royce Lewis the day after it happened, and he would have told you a week, but the trainer and the medical staff all believe they'd be pleased with the end of May and maybe June. For one thing, he does have an injury history. He's blown out his knee twice, so they're being careful with him. That's a really dynamic hitter. Well, I don't have to tell Oriole fans, you know, those number one overall draft picks, which Royce was in 2017, you kind of count on them. The Twins have two of them, Royce Lewis and Carlos Correa, and you won't see either one of them in the lineup for a few weeks.
Now, what about Austin Martin? He was a highly regarded draft pick. I know he was linked to the Orioles during that draft year. At the major league level, I mean, is the development what they had hoped for? Is there a regular spot for him right now, or is he kind of in a platoon situation?
He's kind of in a utility situation, actually. You know, they traded for him. He was an infielder. But, you know, on a team with Carlos Correa and a couple of shortstop prospects coming up, they moved him to the outfield, where he's taken really well to it. And he's more of an outfielder who can play second base or the infield in a pinch. He did over the weekend in Detroit. They love his speed. They love his, on a team that strikes out a lot, he's kind of a bat the ball guy. I wouldn't say a lot of power, but gap power. And he's getting a lot of playing time because of this rash of injuries that is injuries and slumps, really, that have afflicted the Twins. I'd say he's been the best player for the last week, but he's only 2 weeks into the league. So they're kind of crossing their fingers.
Phil, I grew up Minnesota Twins fan and stuff. What does the fan base feel like now? Do they feel like they got cheated because, you know, the owners couldn't pay money and stuff, and the talent level of the team is not the same as it was?
Definitely. Definitely. That's certainly the temperature on Twitter every time. It's that the team has never – they've always been in the lower half of the league in payroll – And the feeling now is that they're failing to take advantage of a surge in talent with the young players they've brought in. The pitching staff seems relatively stable, but you know, they signed Carlos Correa to a $200 million contract, and they're kind of not surrounding him with, well, they did last year, but they're not surrounding him with talent to make a difference. I think the division is a weak one, and I think they no doubt feel like they're still the best team in the division, and they'll pull out of this. But there is a lot of anger in the Twin Cities about the cut in payroll. Fans don't want to hear billionaires talk about, you know, the pandemic cost us money and our TV contract is costing us money. You know, what they see is a division champion who won a series last year. Looked like they're taking a step forward and, you know, kind of filling in with young guys, and fingers crossed for this season.
Hey, Phil, I wish Sid was still alive, because he'd get him stirred up on his radio show and his column. He'd get him spending money.
He would. He would not spare the Twins. I always was interested in how he was friends with all the people in charge, and then would pretty much rip them in print when they let him down.
Phil Miller joining us, covers the Twins in Major League Baseball, obviously, for the Star Tribune, startribune.com. Lastly, Phil, your impressions of the Orioles coming off that Bucko 1 last year, expected to be one of the favorites to get deep into the playoffs this year. What do you think about what's happening in Baltimore after all of those years of, sucking, for lack of a better word?
Well, it's amazing how the model works. The Astros did it. The Orioles did it. I can tell you, just being around a team with Royce Lewis and with Austin Martin and with some of the young guys that they're trying to make stick, is there anything more exciting than young guys coming up and really shining? I think with Jackson Holliday and Gunnar Henderson and Ashley, I think the Twins are very jealous. I think Twins fans are very jealous because young guys at the start of their career showing that they belong here is just about the most exciting thing you can have in baseball. And I'm excited to take another look today.
Phil Miller covers the Twins, startribune.com. Phil, we appreciate the time. Enjoy Baltimore. Good luck to the Twinkies after you leave the Charm City in a couple of days here.
Appreciate it. Good to be with you guys.
All right, here's Phil. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over too. And that's Baltimore baseball tonight. Yours truly, Jim Hunter, live from Pickles Pub, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. We start at 5:30.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Put your headphones in and ignore your coworkers. 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Talked earlier about Boogie Flan getting out of his letter of intent. Kentucky College Hoops, 5-star. DJ Wagner, 5-star himself. Yeah. Portal out of Camden. I mean, Milt Wagner was his grandfather, still is. Played at Louisville. Then Deshaun was his dad, still is. Played for Calipari at Memphis. And Louisville even hired Milt Wagner this year to be like an assistant to Kenny Payne wasn't enough, so he wound up going to Kentucky. Now he's in the portal.
How many are going to Arkansas?
We'll see, man. But there you go. And everyone's favorite leg kicker. Leg kicker. Hey, what's the song, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Cowboys?
Yeah.
Mama, let your babies grow up to be NBA players. Grayson Allen, remember him, Nolan, your favorite player?
Yeah.
4 years, $70 million. Kaboom. That's guaranteed, Jack.
Damn.
In the NBA. He's having a really good year, by the way, for the Suns.
Sometimes these role players, man, in the NBA, I mean, no disrespect to Grayson, but all the disrespect, I guess.
Well, I can't wait to see what Quickly gets then.
It'd be off the charts
comparison. But Red Velvet got 60-plus mil. And then got traded. Now he's hurt. But, you know.
He still got his 60 mil.
Oh, yeah. That's guaranteed money in the NBA. So Grayson Allen got himself an extension. You got the Orioles taking on the Twins tonight. 5:30, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and longtime voice of the Orioles, Jim Hunter, and Joe LaCroix, live from Pickles. Going to be in the 80s. Come on down, say hello, and we'll get you ready for game one of said series. NFL Draft, 10 days from today. So we're going to keep the profiles flowing at you, and flowing like wine. But, Vinny, you're not going to be here tomorrow. Where are you going?
No, I'll be... Matter of fact, I'm leaving right at 2. Charlie's start playoffs tonight. Youngstown, they're playing Madison. It's best 2 out of 3, and they're all in Youngstown. So I'll be there tonight at the game and tomorrow night. Hopefully they win 2, because if not, then they'll play Wednesday night again for the finale. And then, Bob, you know what's crazy about that is then the next series, 3 out of 5, and that one will start out on the road because it's 2-2-1. And they'll start on, like, this next weekend. I mean, they don't waste time. I mean, sure. It's just like bang, 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 right in a row. So within a month, everything's over.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan, you ready to get out of here?
Quick Draws, Funhouse. The Rudeness, Tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that Quick Draw.
105.7 The Fan.
We'll start with Mike, who says the Brewers are finding out, or going to find out, the same thing that the Orioles did when it comes to D.L. Hall. His future is in the bullpen. Could be a great closer. Starting, not so much.
I don't necessarily agree with that. And before the trade, or disagree rather, before the trade with Milwaukee, we brought in a true ace, I was looking at Hall being a very prominent piece to the back end of the Orioles bullpen. The main concern with him right now, and Ryan Ripken brought it up last week, being the astute baseball observer that he is, since he's moved to the rotation, and Hall said it himself Saturday after the game, velo's down. He was pumping high 90s at the end of 2023. If he can get that back as a starter, though, then maybe the outlook changes a little bit there.
Well, it seems to be a conscious effort, or from what I've heard, that they are acceptable with a decrease in velocity if that helps them go deeper in games, last longer in the season. But I mean, we're not talking about one or two ticks down. We're talking like high 90s down to low 90s here.
Yeah,
that's a big difference.
And they were making loud noises up at his
Saturday
down at Camden Yards.
This one here, texter says, Orioles defense was a mess over the weekend. At a certain point, it falls on the pitching when you allow 22 runs in 2 games. But defense is supposed to be a strength of this team. Needs to improve fast.
Yeah, they've been a little shaky here defensively. They're coming to the boneheaded play variety. But they'll tighten it up. I mean, the Reds, we're watching the Red Sox.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's like beer league softball. Cooler at each pace. You've been drinking between innings, and you forgot what the gloves on your hand for. Not to hold your beer. Cut the ball.
Question here from Chris says, at what point does Kowser start to get better odds here for Rookie of the Year? Could there be a scenario where he's stealing votes from Holiday when it's all said and done?
Possibly. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe first and second in the voting. Crazy time. And if that's happening, obviously the Orioles are going to be really, really good this year.
How about one more here from Steve? Says, there's no question that Elias and his team are killing it when it comes to drafting position prospects, but they have lacked in drafting and promoting pitching prospects. Why do you think that is? Is this a concern at all?
But no, I'm not concerned. Sooner or later, they're going to have to turn their attention to that sort of thing. Their number one pitching prospect's Cade Povich, a guy they acquired via the deadline trade a couple of years ago. Again, I'll defer to the expert. Even the owner of the team called him the best general manager, David Rubenstein, in baseball, and his track record speaks for itself. But he's done a hell of a job developing those position players. Their best starting pitcher on the team now, homegrown, is a guy that Dan Duquette's regime drafted in Grayson Rodriguez. So we shall see.
Well, they hadn't put a lot of high picks into the pitchers, have they?
Well, last year they won in with Bradfield in the first round.
Right.
But sooner or later, they're going to have to maybe reassess the draft philosophy here. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back tomorrow, it's Turn It Up Tuesday. Talk about hopefully the Orioles starting the series with a win against the Twins. Creeping closer to the draft. Preview the NBA play-in tournament, which starts tomorrow as well. And maybe the Capitals are inching closer to making the playoffs or inching farther away from getting in. Vinny, I'll see you on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Nolan, I'll see you tomorrow in the morning. Inside Access coming up next, followed by Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you tomorrow. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.